Hello?
Hey, Derek. All set to talk now?
Hey. Yes, this is a better time.
Okay, perfect. So, tell me about it. Help me pick off from where we left off on the chat messages. And you mentioned that you're looking for an application that's going to be called Birthday Elf, and it's going to be a combination of GPS location combined with birthday giftings with an element of hide and seek.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's
Okay.
it.
Can you shed some more light on what this would be about? I mean, how do you plan to go about it in terms of the features that would be needed?
GPS location features on the phones, you'd have to turn that on. And then
Okay.
once you turn that on, whoever sent the gift would play a quick game of who sent it. And it would be tied into Temu's inventory or Temu or Amazon's inventory.
Okay, so let me try and make a better sense out of it for myself. So
Okay.
there's going to be products from, I think you said, what was the, you said Amazon, and what was the other store?
Temu, T is in Tango, E is in Echo, M is in Michael, U is in Uniform.
Right. So we'll be pulling products from Amazon and Temu and displaying them on the website. Now,
No.
let's say,
No.
sorry?
No. We're not displaying products on the website. It's a package deal. You buy the package and you get the gift. But you don't get to choose which gift it is.
Okay, so more like a mystery box.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's getting interesting. Okay. And so who sends the gift to who? I mean, will I be importing my contacts from my phone book so I have all my friends and family and their birthdays in the application?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I wasn't thinking about that. No, you don't know who sent it. That's the point. And you sign up with the app, and you don't know who sent you whatever they gave you. You just get the gift, and then you get a card on it, and then the card has a QR code on the back, and you download the app, and then you get clues and notification bells the closer you get to whoever it is that sent it. The closer you get in proximity and location, hence the GPS location services active.
Okay, and who places those cues and hints on the, for the gift? I mean, is that the sender who sends the gift as well as place the cues for revealing his personality or revealing his person?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so it's not strangers sending gifts to strangers, right? I mean, it would be someone, someone you know, who sends the gift to you. But they don't send it
Not
with their name.
necessarily. Not necessarily. It could be somebody you know. It could be somebody you don't know. That's the whole point. You don't know.
Okay. So what does the sender get out of it? I mean, if I am on the application, I know my birthday, I'd be receiving a few gifts.
So you the sender would get to mess with people's heads and play around and watch how crazy people get when they're trying to figure out who it is that sent it.
Okay. Do you have any applications that you got inspired from? I mean, that are doing well within this niche, or is it novelty idea?
Pokemon Go. That's the only one I could think of, kind of like that.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's a good reference. Okay, so we've also done a couple gifting applications, but they're like very they're not doing what, of course, what you're doing, and your ideas stand quite unique in nature. So we've done, simpler gifting applications where, you could send a gift online without having to go to a store, pick up a gift, send that to a friend, deal with the
Yeah,
courier and everything?
all that's great, and that's fantastic, and that's a part of it. But these are low-level gifts. These aren't fancy schmancy gifts. These are common man gifts. The price point is $12 for two birthday elf gifts. So two packages, and you get a card and a piece of candy and a toy. It's for the demographic is 15 years old to 25, 30, 35 on the outside. It's not fancy gifts.
Okay, so just something fun, something light, right? Okay, now that's starting to make better sense. Okay, and that you've already mentioned that you like to have the application on both the Android and the iOS. Is that correct?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
Is that going to be for both the Android and the iOS?
Oh, yes. Their operating system. I didn't understand what you were talking about.
Right. Yeah. I
And
mean,
their
you want.
platforms. Right.
I mean,
On Android,
that's
on the
the way to
Play
go.
Store
Correct.
and Apple Store. Yeah, I got it.
Got it. Okay. So. Well, here's the thing, Derek. So, I'm not too sure if you've gone through the process of app development before, but just to give you an idea anyway on, how we work and what we do, we build custom applications, right? And that essentially means that you're not getting something off the shelf and just reskinning it to your purpose, which essentially also means that the application we do for you is going to be 100% from scratch, right? So the first thing we do when we get you on board, after a certain level of scoping of the features has been done, we first, when we have signed the contract, we have you on board. The very first thing we do is that when you have the team assigned to you, we get into a post-onboarding discovery process whereby we get into the minute details of how each of the features is set to perform, whether is there any kind of technical implications that we need to take care of, the framework and everything. And once all that has been decided, with your approval, of course, next is we design each screen of the application from scratch, right? Now, is that something that you were looking for in the first place, or are you looking for something off the market? Because I think with your idea, I wouldn't believe there's something, off the shelf available that can offer the kind of functionality that you're looking for. I mean, the kind of novel idea you have. So are we in the right direction? Or were you looking for
That's a
something?
great question. Well, thank you so much for asking it. So, if it's not off the shelf, what's tricky about it? The strategy that you're talking about, where you plan out the minute details, that makes some sense. The contract is a little bit of a confusion point, but whatever. What I'm confused about also is GPS services are pretty much on every app. Pretty much every app out there that has GPS services.
Absolutely.
And e-commerce is pretty much everywhere too. And these are pretty much standard open source code. So I don't know why it's terribly difficult. Why what's the challenge?
Oh, no, yeah, I mean, that's not what I meant. So let me try and clarify myself. So wherever we can salvage some kind of code, I mean, of course, we're not going to pick something from online and then, compromise on, the security and whatnot. So we're not going to be picking themes online or anything. But for anything that's, for example, is like e-commerce, for example, we've done, quite a lot of projects in e-commerce in the past, right? In the recent past, and when the technology was not so sophisticated, we've been doing e-commerce since then, right? So whatever we can salvage from previous projects, we of course is going to we're going to do that, right? However, as far as the design is concerned, we do definitely recommend that it should be from scratch and should be 100% designed exactly according to your idea, rather than picking it off from another application that we may have done before. And we don't do that anyway. I mean, we don't use your work for some other client in the future. And we don't use some other clients, designs from the past for your application. So the design is going to be from scratch. As far as the development is concerned, some locomotives, some engines that we have available, let's say the e-commerce part that is going to be the core of the application. GPS is, it's a module. It's not really, a function that you would have to pick from somewhere. You have to write it according to the standards of the current framework that's involved, right? So that said, wherever we can save costs, wherever we can save time with anything that we have in store in our repository, as far as the development is concerned, we are definitely going to do that. The idea here is that the app concept is scoped from scratch. The design is scoped from scratch, right? It's created from scratch exactly according to your requirements, and the development is done, for your application. I mean, even if you have to salvage something from a previous code. Now, essentially, this means that when you get the application live, A, you have 100% ownership of this application, which may not
Okay.
in a lot of times when you do it from, cheaper resources. We'll come back to this in a moment. But the second bigger benefit that you get from this is that since the app has been built from scratch, you can also get a patent, you can also get a trademark, you can also secure the idea from an intellectual property standpoint as well.
The patent that you're talking about is the only it's a style of doing business, so it's not exactly something I can patent altogether. I know what you're trying to say, and thank you for sharing that. Yes, that makes some sense. Yeah, I have to agree to disagree. These locomotions and details in the open source code for GPS is very common code. So yes, building it from scratch sounds like it might work, and that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. For security purposes, that makes some sense. What are we talking about?
And then, like I said, I mean, wherever we can, use something that's already available with us, we wouldn't shy from doing that. I mean, there's no point, redoing some work that's already done. That can be salvaged.
Yeah, nope, don't reinvent the wheel. Amen. Yes.
Exactly. There you go. Right. So, and then, there's always more than one ways to accomplish something like this, Derek, right? I mean, if you were backed by an enterprise, this was an enterprise project. The best way to
Let me
go
ask you
about it.
this. I'm going to ask you to put a pin in what you was about to say and mark it because I want to hear it. So make a note somewhere real fast that you was going to say something and I cut you off. Are you able to also build from scratch in the meeting that we have? Are you able to include in the app, because this is kind of a big app, but I've seen apps that do more, have more functionality than this. So can you also incorporate browser history for the user? So if you download the app, you have to not only agree to you have not only agreed to GPS location, you also have to agree to cache and cookies and web history. So we can use artificial intelligence to select a toy or trinket that's based off of your preferences. Is that a possibility? So I guess the question I'm asking in simple form is not only GPS code, but also browser history.
Well, you cannot track browser history. I mean, you cannot collect that data and use that yourself. I mean, you cannot have that data as an Excel file or with yourself. I mean, you cannot see what someone searched last night and be able to, customize their experience or customize their gift according to their preferences, right? If
Interesting.
that's what you're looking for, no, that's not doable. That's not technically possible, right? However, usually cookies and everything, these are used when you Google and other search engines, they pick that information and then they use they you know kind of
Yes.
put those that and plug that information into their algorithm to serve you the relevant ads and preferences.
Yes.
That is not
That's
done
what I'm asking.
that you cannot do as a third party. Nope.
It cannot be done.
It cannot be done. Nope.
How is Google and them doing it? How are these other groups doing it?
Well, let me tell you that. So when you go on Google and you allow them to track you, right, essentially you are on a proprietary program that is owned by Google, right? So Google, while your last night's history is on Google, it is their property, right? Unless you deny them the access using, say, incognito mode or
Oh,
whatever that is,
so the
they have.
platform is theirs, and so they can it's their browser, it's their algorithms that's being used, and so that
Right,
makes
and the
some
future
sense.
retargeting that they're going to do is also from their platform. They're not going to give that information out to third parties. I mean, that's a controversial debate. Happens a lot in the Congress and the upper and the
Yeah,
lower
I've seen the
houses.
news about it. You're right.
Yeah, but the idea is that they own the platform and they collect the history from their own platform that is their own proprietary program.
That's fair.
So
They
you
do
have
sell
that.
that information, though, and so it is possible to incorporate that sold data. But that's a big ticket item, and I'm not on that level. So yeah, I hear you. Okay,
And
good
then
to
again,
know.
you can
Thank
only
you.
do it through their own retargeting channels. You cannot, collect that data and, sort that data and parse that data and then use that to study people's preferences. You cannot do that even if you purchase data from Google, right? Even if the supply is
Really?
through the larger corporates, they are using their platform to provide them retargeting services rather than supplying them actual raw data or information. Which would be, which would be crazy if that happens. I mean, this could be severe breach of privacy if something like that would ever happen.
Okay, sounds good to me. Thank you so much for that. So what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
Well, I think I lost the boat. Let me try and pick up. So yeah, I was telling you there's two ways to go about it, right? One is where if you are an enterprise or you have a financial funding back to you to make this idea successful. In that case, you tell me you have, say, 30 different features that you need within the application. 15 of them would be, say, core features, the e-commerce module, the core e-commerce, the core GPS and whatnot. And the other 15 could be bells and whistles that you could go without. But you would like to have them just to make sure you have a complete product that can stand against its competition in an already saturated market. Just like any
That's
enterprise
fair.
launches a competitive product, right? The other way to
Sure,
go about
sure.
it that we personally recommend to, businesses and companies that are just starting out, startups in other words, or people who are just testing the waters before they shell a lot of investment into something like this is whereby you
Okay.
tell me what kind of budget you have, right? And according to that, you and me work together to prepare a scope of work that is going to stay within that budget. And if you have some kind of timeline constraint as well, I mean, if you have a time to market strategy or something in place that you need to get this done within, then we keep that within that timeline constraint as well. So just the other way around, rather than going with the features and then getting a cost quote and working with that. You could, go the other way around, and you could, put the budget forward, and that way we can plan together on what we can have within that budget for the first phase of development, test the waters, launch the first app, and then since we're working on open source code, and since we're working on custom technology, custom framework, we can always scale it, and we can always add any more features that you could do in the second, third, and so on, phases in the future until the app
That's
becomes
fair.
full cycle, full
I love
scale.
it. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm glad to hear that. So
Yes.
tell me about it. I mean, I think the second one does better resonate with you. Is that correct?
Yes, it does. Well, resonates with me, but I'm just kind of the middleman. I'm doing the research. The financier, I have to run this back to them. So, yeah, sounds good to me. But like you said, I kind of want to do that meet and greet or meetings or whatever, whoever it is, whatever team, or have that video conference or audio phone call or conference call or whatever. and kind of have that understanding of what the bells and whistles are going to look like, because like you said, I want something that's going to have a particular style and something that can be patented, so that it has an opportunity to grow before the competition market comes in. And that's exactly
where we come in. I mean, we help you, build a unique selling proposition, USP, around your business and your idea, and then we help you launch it in a novel, format as well. Right, something that you can put.
Did you say USP? What's a USP?
A unique selling proposition.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't understand what you were talking about. You're talking about the patent stuff. Got it. Okay.
Right. So we're going to help you with all of that. I mean, you have an idea, you have the determination to accomplish it, and that's exactly where we.
Me and my group. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, that's even better. I mean, if you have people with you that are kind of supporting you on the idea, in good faith, or financially, or being your partners, that's even better. However, if you have the idea and you want to pursue it, we kind of work yin yang with you, and we bring our team together that is going to have a business analyst, that is myself, a product strategist, right? And then on top of that, when you get on board, you have a dedicated project manager that's going to be liaising between you and the team that we're going to be assigning you, and that is going to be working behind the scenes, unless you'd like to get in contact with each one of them. So behind the scenes, you'd have a team of designers that is going to do the UI and the UX design of your application. That includes the wireframing, giving you a couple of mood board options on the colors and iconography and fonts and whatnot. And then once you select that, at each step is your, we don't work in a way whereby, you place an order today, and 2 months later, I'm going to give you a call back, Derek, your app is ready and you can, just receive it. It's a collaboration process, right? And you get a team assigned to you. You have a project manager if you like to speak to one person. You have a full team behind him if you like to stay in contact with each person who's working at that particular milestone, right? So anyway, so you have a couple designers working on your project, and then a couple Android developers, a couple iOS developers, DevOps, and SQA, and they all come together and they build the application for you phase by phase into four different steps, right? So the four steps are four Ds for us. It's discovery, design, development, and then deployment. And development, of course, includes the testing protocols as well.
That sounds great. All of it sounds good, but it also sounds super pricey, but I'm still just gathering. I'm at the gathering information stage, as I mentioned before, and you already knew that, is I'm going to a financier, and they're going to have to kind of make the choice on which one we need to land on. So, yeah, what you got, bro?
Well, in terms of pricing, we're looking at, if you want to go get this app on both the Android and the iOS, and you'd like to keep this reasonable, we're looking at a starting price of somewhere about, I'm still trying to do my numbers there. I'm actually multitasking while I'm speaking to you.
Sure. Take your time.
My calculator says the starting price for something like this, with what we've discussed so far, right, should be somewhere about $40,000. You could keep in mind about $30,000 to start, right, and that's going to get you whatever we've discussed so far. I mean, anything that we discuss from here could either be minor and could be incorporated within this cost, or if it's significant and requires significant man hours, that is going to, accumulate on top. And all of that is figured before you sign the first contract. So we work on a fixed price model, and we give you a price upfront. We give you a tentative timeline as well upfront. And once you agree to that, that's when we get you on board. And that price is going to stay fixed for the scope of work that is decided before we onboard you as well.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I have a couple of quick questions. I'm making some notes because, as I mentioned before, I have to kind of present all this. So if you just bear with me for a few seconds, like you, I am multitasking. So does that also – wait a minute. Hold on for a sec. just a few seconds more. Sorry.
You're good.
Security. I would hate for the USP to be exploited through. What's the security like, and is that included in the package? I got like three different questions I have to ask. So, security.
So,
you know what? I'm gonna put you on speaker because I need to have both of my hands to type all this out. Hold up for a sec.
For sure. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, I think I can hear you. You
got okay.
Me?
Security.
Well, security comes from the frameworks that we use. I mean, the security protocols, unless you need some kind of special encryption or something like that, it already comes with the frameworks that we use. For example, for the iOS, we use Swift. Right now, Swift is the language or the framework that's built by Apple, and therefore, you know, it's their standard, industrial-grade security that you have at your disposal. We wouldn't need to do anything extra on top. Of course, the only thing that we need to worry about as far as the security is concerned is going to be the back-end, the database, and the admin console that is going to be built. And for that, we do take care of the standard security protocols for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. I think I got it. So the security protocols are already established. But you said on Apple, is it their framework that you're using, or if we're going to do it on both Apple and Android, then is there a different framework for that or no?
Well, both Apple and Google, which is Apple and Android, they have their own, they have their own native frameworks that you can work with, right? So
okay.
That's Swift. Am I still coming in, Eric?
I hear you. I'm listening.
Right. So Apple uses Swift. Apple, owns and hosts Swift. And for Android, we'll be using Flutter, right? And Flutter is an open source UI that is created by Google.
All right, thank you for that. They'll want to know that. The contract timeline, what's that look like?
Well, the timeline for something like this would be anywhere between 4 and 5 months. Is going to be a safe timeline to keep in mind.
Okay, 4 and 5 months, okay. No. And after the contract, is there a renewal discount?
I'm sorry, you said a renewal discount?
Is there a renewal? What's the renewal process look like for a contract? Is there maintenance included in the what's the contract look like typically?
That's a great question. So with all the contracts that we honor, they come with 90 days of free maintenance that's included, that's complimentary and included with the initial contract, and that's kind of our warranty for the app that we do for you. So post-deployment, day one, your 90 days begin, and you're covered for the first 90 days, right? Within this time...
After the launch? After the launch or during the development?
After the launch, sir. After okay. The app is deployed in the app stores.
Okay. Got it.
Right? And then after that, if you'd still like to retain us to maintain the application for you, make any kind of, version updates, make any kind of library updates or any, the regular maintenance, that you could optionally, go for a maintenance plan for with us, and that comes at a fixed price of 3% per month of the total cost of the application.
Percent of the total cost of the application every month or every year, every 5 years, what?
Every month, I said.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. This is great information, and I think that's all I had. Did you want to share something else?
I think that's it. I mean, unless if you could drop me your email, I'm not too sure if you did, but I can send you a company profile. I can send you an NDA as well.
I would love that. They would love to see that because I'm reasonably sure they're going to want that NDA. And the company profile, yeah. Although it looks like it's on the website. You got your portfolio, but not the profile. Where should I send an email to?
Oh, well, you could just write me your email, and I'll send you the first email so it drops right in your inbox, and you know that way you have my email address as well.
All right, Derek, Derek, Columbus, at thebirthdayelf.com.
Okay, let me take that down real quick. So Derek is in your first name, Columbus, at the
just birthday. Just like Christopher Columbus, yes. Derek, C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, at thebirthdayelf.com.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I'll send you an NDA that you guys can optionally sign and revert. And then along with that is going to be, you know, the company profile that is going to help you get better acquainted and better familiar with what we've done and, you know, what kind of services we offer, our portfolio, and the clients that we work with. Is there anything else that you need from my side, Derek, just to help you put this across to your partners on this?
I think I'm in good shape. Again, I wish I could make a hard determination for you because I know what it's like to be on your side of the phone call. But I do have to kind of, I don't have the money for it, so I have to kind of shop around. My benefactor, they insist on some research, as I imagine you already know. And so, yes, I don't have anything else, but, you've answered all my questions.
All right, that's certainly fair. So how do you suggest we recircle from here? I mean, I'll leave you an email with the information that you need, the NDA and the company profile. Except that, I mean, how soon would you like to recircle on this and try and get this closer to, documenting a scope of work? I mean,
that's fair. That's a fair question to ask. Wait, what happened? Let me give you a secondary email address as well.
Sure.
Derek Columbus 309 at gmail.com.
Okay, so Derek Columbus 309 at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Got it, Derek. So I'll send you the email to both these email addresses. And then how soon do you want to recircle on this once again?
Today's Monday. Can we circle back on next Monday?
Yeah, definitely. Whatever works for you. So, all right. So I'll send you the email, and then we'll shoot for next Monday now.
Okay, sounds good. Rick, right? Rick Martin.
Rick Martin.
Awesome. All right. I'll let you know.
All right, Derek. I good to have you today. I'll let you go for now, and thank you for your time. I look forward to, recircling with you on this one. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.